You are listening to Private Lives, Book 1 in the Second Chances in Hollywood series. Written by Mimi Francis. Narrated by Jeremy Bartelt. Published by Four Horsemen Publishing, Incorporated. Copyright Mimi Francis and 2021. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. Chris. The fight was epic. Unfortunately, it was also public, inside a little coffee shop and across the street from Lillian's apartment. The cafe was crowded with people seated inside and out. Chris suspected that was Lillian's intention. Witnesses. Someone recorded it. Recorded it them. Making him look like the bad guy, losing his temper, and letting loose on poor, innocent Lillian. Not that Lillian was innocent, not even a little, but she'd kept her calm, sitting with a smile on her face, completely cool, while she explained to Chris that she had been seeing someone else. Not cheating on him, no way she would ever admit to that, but she had found someone else, and as far as she was concerned, she and Chris were finished. His feelings were hurt, crushed if he was honest with himself. But how could they not be? So he'd lashed out, chewing her out, his voice getting louder as her smile widened. He felt like a fool, and that had fueled his anger, pushing him over the edge until he screamed at Lillian, calling her every name he could think of, desperate to hurt her as she'd hurt him. Instead, she'd risen to her feet, thrown her purse over her shoulder, and walked away while he was in the middle of his tirade. 2 hours later, the fight had been all over the internet. His publicist was pissed. Again. His pissed-off publicist, Wendy, was the reason he was sitting in a downtown Los Angeles high-rise, his hands folded in his lap, being chastised like a child who had stolen from the cookie jar. He picked at the seam of his jeans, his hat pulled down low on his head so she couldn't see his eyes. He didn't want to be sitting here, being told how he would ruin his career if he wasn't careful, blah, 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 for the 100th time. He wanted to go home, lock his door, and hide for a week, mourning the loss of yet another relationship he thought might be the real deal.
"You're a therapist, Chris?"
Wendy asked.
"I'm sorry. What?"
"I asked if you called your therapist," she repeated.
"I don't want to call her."
God, he even sounded like a petulant child. No wonder Wendy was treating him like one.
"I think you should," Wendy said. "Call her, talk to her, and get over Lillian so you can get back to work."
"You make it sound so easy," he sighed.
"It is."
Wendy shrugged.
"You'll be fine."
She picked up a pen and scribbled something on a scrap of paper.
"I talked to Jack and Paul. They agree that you need a few days to recover. So, Paul called Juan and told him you needed a couple of days off. He okayed it. You are due back to work on Tuesday. Take advantage of the time off."
Chris pushed himself to his feet, shoved his sunglasses on his face, and stalked from the office. An hour and 45 minutes later, after an impossible drive through Los Angeles rush hour traffic, he pulled through the gate at the bottom of the hill, following the winding road up past the other million-dollar homes, finally parking in his attached garage. He killed the engine and sat in his car, staring out the window. An overwhelming sense of loss was descending over him again. That feeling that something was missing in his life moving to the forefront of his mind. The voices in his head, the ones that told him he wasn't good enough, that he didn't deserve his career, his fame, his money, were screaming, drowning out everything else. He contemplated turning on his car and letting the engine run, allowing the carbon monoxide to fill the enclosed garage. He could lean his head back against the soft leather, close his eyes, and fall asleep.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?